Hello, Antonio. This is Michael Criswell with Relentless Heart. My dear brother, I received your email this morning, and I just want you to know, man, I'm with you. I'm with you in spirit, man. I'm with you in spirit, brother. I'm so thankful. I presume that you were led from YouTube to find my story, and then you went to my website and actually watched it, and you're reaching out. Let me just tell you, my brother, that I know your pain. You know that I do, and I'm with you, and I'll do whatever I can to help you and encourage you. The best way I have found to help people like yourself, particularly when you're that far away, completely different time zone, is via voice recordings. I have started to reach out to people via voice recordings. They'll share a little bit of a testimony in an email with me, or you know, what they're struggling with or what have you. And then I will reply like this with a voice recording with scripture and what I know in God's word to be true of their situation, and just really try to help them to find hope in God and find answers in God's word for the season that they're in. Anyhow, brother, I want to help you however I can. And so let me just pray for you right now. Father, my God, my King, my Master, my Maker, my God, my friend, my Father, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, God, for leading Antonio to the story. I thank you, God, that you're looking out for him. Lord, for there's one thing I know: when somebody reaches out to me, it's because you're reaching out to them. And I know that you have your eyes on Antonio, God. I know that you see all of the pain, all of the hurt, and all of the darkness ahead of him for sure. But God, I also know of how much hope you wish to extend to him. I know of how much work you want to do in his life through this very, very difficult situation. I know of your extraordinary grace in the midst of storms. I know of your unfathomable redemption, God, of the messes in our life. God, you are to be praised, and I thank you for that. God, I'm asking you now to strengthen this brother. I'm asking you, please, Lord Jesus Christ, to strengthen him by your grace. I'm asking you, God, to give him revelation, good understanding, God, of how you see everything that he's going to be going through, everything that he has been through. God, I'm asking you to give him insight, depth of insight, godly, biblical, discernible understanding of his situation. Father, I'm asking that you would show yourself very strong on his behalf by your grace. Lord, your word is that you strongly support those whose hearts are wholly devoted to you. 2 Chronicles 16:9. God, I'm asking that he show himself wholehearted to you, and you show yourself wholly devoted, strong on his behalf. God, please help him to have peace in the storm. Help him to know, God, this is a part of life. It is not the end of life. That it is a chapter. It is not the close of the book. Help him to know, God, that no matter what, if he will respond correctly, God, if he'll respond godly, if he'll respond according to the principles in your word, God, this could end up being one of the greatest things that ever happens in his life, no matter what the final result is. God, help him now to begin to understand what it means to let go and to completely trust you, the sovereign God of the universe, who according to Proverbs 16:4 is working out everything in our life according to your own ends. God, help him to begin to rest in that. I don't know how long he's been walking with you. I don't know his level of understanding of biblical truth. I don't know what his relationship is like with you, Father. But I know that you desire deeper waters for him to pass into. I know that you desire for him to know you more, God. I know that you desire for him to trust you more. I know that you desire, God, for him to be more godly, for him to have more holiness, for him to have more purity in heart, for him to look more like Jesus Christ, if he is already a true follower of Christ. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, you have your way in his heart. I pray that you just strengthen him, God, and help him to see the light at the long end of this dark tunnel. Help him to see there is light. There is hope ahead. and help him to recognize that this is going to be an opportunity in his life to feast on your word and to find you in ways he's never before had, that the storms of life, the crises, the suffering are true opportunities in the hands of a loving, sovereign God. Father, I pray for his wife. God, I'm asking you, I don't have any idea what the situation is. I don't know if there's been infidelity. I don't know if it's hardness of heart. I don't know if it's unforgiveness. I don't know if it's betrayal. I don't know if it's boredom. I don't know if it's finances. I don't know if it's sexually related. I don't know any of that stuff. But you do. And God, I know that all of those things I just listed, they don't even matter, because what you're always after is our hearts looking more like Jesus Christ. And so now, God, I pray for her. I don't know what she's going through. God, I'm asking you, Father, to please forgive her if she's a Christian and she's walking away from a marriage that Paul says a woman should never separate from her husband. She's violating a marriage vow if she's initiating this divorce. And God, I'm asking you, Lord, may your will be done in that situation. May your will be done. God, if there's opportunity for reconciliation here, Lord God, I pray for reconciliation. If, Father, however, this is a situation where you are separating two people because you have a different plan and one person is getting in the way of the plan you have in the life of the other person, God, may your will be done in that situation too. Such was the case for me. So I pray, Father, that Antonio knows to trust this situation, trust you with it. I pray, Father, for his heart to forgive his wife for leaving. I pray for him to forgive himself if he had any part in it, God, that he would find true forgiveness. He would find humility. I pray, God, for his wife's heart. I pray, God, that you soften her heart. I pray, Father, that you help her to see the peace and the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ's words. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that she's able to wake up if she's making a bad decision. God, if this is not of your will, if this is temporary, God, that you would stop it, that you would bring somebody or something into her life to speak the truth into her life, that you would help her to walk out of darkness and into the light, God. Father, that you would open her heart to your truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, Lord, I have no idea what the situation is, Father, but I'm praying this, feeling led of the Spirit. So God, in Jesus' name, have your way in the hearts of these two people. May it be that both of them, if it be your will, God, become more and more like you, Lord Jesus. More and more like you. And God, I pray for above all things for Antonio to have forgiveness in his heart, for him to be willing to be wronged and cheated in this divorce, God, and for him to totally, completely abandon his own desire to save himself and to throw himself upon you. Psalm 54:4, surely God is my help. It is the Lord who sustains me. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. Psalm 62:5 through 8, find peace in God alone. Peace, find peace. My hope comes from him. It's finding that rest, God, in you alone, as the psalmist says. And God, you say that our victory and our honor come from you alone. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, God, that you will help him, that you will help him, Lord Jesus Christ, to find peace and rest in you alone through this season, God. In Jesus' name, I give you thanks for all these things, Father. May you be with him in peace and grace. Amen. Antonio, my brother, my heart is with you. I know the pain. It's the worst kind of pain I think I've ever been through in my entire life. But I also know that God can and will and desires to deliver you in the storm, and he will use this for your good and for his glory in ways you can't even imagine. But you do have a role to play, my brother. You have to respond correctly. You have got to have biblical wisdom. You've got to have humility like a child before God, and you've got to be willing, again, like I say, to do lots of learning and respond correctly so you can respond to this the way Jesus would respond to this. And you will find that God will do unbelievable things through this. Unbelievable. May God be with you. And I look forward to hearing from you, my friend. God bless you, brother. Bye-bye.